Hi, my name is Diane, and I'm an alcoholic in recovery. And my shame, there's a couple. One is when I was a little kid, I was overweight, and I felt so much shame about my body. And at one point, some kids were teasing me in the playground and throwing mud. And I just remember being washed over with this feeling of, I didn't even have the words for it, but it was humiliation. Almost like a red flood came over me, and I felt so ashamed and so other than because I was being teased for my weight. And then, right before I got into recovery, there was a situation where all I was doing was going to a Burger King to order a burger and fries. And I was in the line, and I had that same horrible shame reaction flood over me because I felt as if that people could look at me and see where I was in my life, living in this crappy trailer park in a storage shed that had a bed and a small kitchen and bathroom, and I was at my very bottom. I was 29 years old. I felt like I was 99. I was convinced my life was over. I asked God every night to let me die in my sleep because there was no use for me in this world. That was such shame and horrible loneliness. And then when I walked into that Burger King to get a burger, I felt such shame that as if people could see that that was how I was living and how I was drinking and using, that I was not able to stay in the line. I was so consumed with shame that I turned around and left without getting anything to eat. And shortly after that, I came into recovery, and I've been in recovery for 43 years. And oh my God, the people in recovery have helped me heal from that shame. And I love what my husband wrote on the mirror one day. He went to work before I was awake. And I went into the bathroom and he wrote on the mirror, I love you, God loves you, you love you. Thank you.